Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Big Pharma definitely doesn't want you to see this. We're going to be talking about superhuman health, how to live to be 100 with no illness and disease, how, if you're a guy out there, how you can get super big muscles, look lean, and have incredible sexual energy, even if you're 95 years old, how to lose weight. Is that what we're talking about? Trey, is that all the benefits here? Well, I'll tell you who we have. We have a very special guest, Harvard medical doctor. He won 2 Nobel Prizes for medicine longevity. That's not you, right? You didn't win
That's
any
not
Nobel
me.
Prizes.
No. And I'm not a Harvard medical. I was like, shit,
he's
fuck
like, what?
Yeah, dude.
Who's, we got the wrong guy. We got the wrong. No, listen, we have an excellent, outstanding expert on health and nutrition who has no credentials whatsoever. And I'm telling you that for a reason, because when I wrote the book, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, which sold 50 million copies and was number one in the New York Times bestselling list for 26 weeks in a row. When I was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer and Fox News and CNN and everybody else, and I was interviewed and on the front page of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, everybody said the same thing. What qualifies you, Kevin, to write a book on health? You're not a doctor. And I said, what qualifies me is I traveled the world. I interviewed 5,000 healthcare practitioners, and I have more information than any doctor on the planet when it comes to natural ways to cure and prevent disease. I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't win a Nobel Prize, which means I'm not dialed into the drug companies and only know one therapy. I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not an herbologist. I'm not a homeopath, which means I only know that and nothing else. I have a broad sense. So we have Dylan Jamelli is a guy who has these great titles, which mean nothing. I love this because he has the knowledge. And the reason I'm bringing this out is we always talk about who do you listen to? You listen to somebody who has what you want and has been where you are, and it doesn't matter about titles. So John, my producer, said, certified cellular health coach. That means nothing, okay. Integrated health practitioner. That means nothing. Certified personal trainer. Yeah, okay. Weight loss specialist. What does that mean? How do you become a weight loss specialist? Online, I'll send you a certificate. You are now a weight loss specialist. Fitness and nutrition expert. Okay. The point is, this guy has knowledge and knowingness on this subject through massive amounts of personal experience and massive amounts of research in real life. It is in theory, not textbook, not from a Harvard MD. Dylan Jamelli, thank you very much for being with me.
I appreciate it, man. It's great to be here with you. I've been looking forward to this.
And I love you. When I read all this stuff and I said, this is a guy after my own heart. He's healthy. He knows health. He knows nutrition. So let's just talk about a few things right off the giddy up. I talked about longevity, how to live longer, how to build up testosterone, how guys can get great muscles and have great sexual health and virility, how women can balance out their hormones, maintain their weight, look beautiful and young until they're 85 years old without cosmetic surgery and things. There's a lot of people out there that use the word biohacking. What is biohacking and is it real?
So it's one of those polarizing terms, because when I first heard it, I was more involved in the bodybuilding and fitness world side of things, kind of the meathead side of things. That was my niche. That's where I found that I could grow the fastest. I got all the followers and everything, but it wasn't who I was. So I see this term biohacking when I was actually speaking at the Mr. Olympia this year, which was like my culmination, right? Because they're taking an influencer to go speak with doctors and everything. And I'm the first quote unquote influencer who actually really isn't an influencer, but regardless, that they put on stage. And while I'm there, I meet people from the biohacking industry. So when I get home, I got COVID. And when I got COVID, instead of pouting, and wondering, woe is me, why did this happen right after I got all this momentum? I started to dig into the research. And I said, okay, all these people are biohacking, their doctors, their naturopathics, they're moving away from standard general practitioners and all that nonsense.
And
okay?
What does biohacking actually mean? I mean, what is it means getting
and that's where and that's where I'm going. So that took me into, what is this? Because I looked at it like Bitcoin. When Bitcoin came out, everybody made it so difficult. Biohacking's nothing. All it is, in simple terms, is taking care of yourself, but being self-dependent, not being reliant on other people.
Is it tricks and techniques, we'll call it tricks and techniques and methods to stay healthier, live longer, and look younger?
Absolutely.
That's what the objective is, right?
Yes, and it's so simple. People think of it as you got to have millions of dollars, you got to have all these technologies, you got to be Brian Johnson and all these guys that spend all their money figuring out every other therapy. That's not it. Wake up in the morning, go outside and walk. That's biohacking. Literally, fixing your diet, eating properly, it's biohacking. Biohacking can be the most simplest basic thing, and it can go to the most intricate thing. What it is you take control. And you get the real facts, and you don't let people push something down your throat and tell you what it is. You go do the research. You figure it out. You take care of yourself. It's almost like alternative therapy and medication. So what I found is, instead of falling into the trap of letting people force feed something right down your throat and tell you this is it and this is how it is, when we know anybody that does that is full of it, this is you just doing some of the most basic things, finding nature, finding health, implementing your own ways, looking at things then like peptides, alternative therapies that I discuss a lot, and saying to yourself, okay, do I need to take these medications that only look at treating and not preventing, or do I figure out how to prevent before everything gets started? And that's what biohacking is.
Is the goal living longer? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Second goal, looking younger.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, I'm 82 years old. So, I mean, I'm working on trying to look as young as I can. So living longer, looking younger, and not having any illness and disease. In other words, having strength, virility. If guys be able to get an erection without any issues, without needing Viagra or Cialis or any of these ED medications, have muscles and strength, sleep great, not getting up in the middle of the night and going to the bathroom 9 times. That's the objective, right?
It's in short, it's enhancing and improving your quality of life. And that's long term, it's short term, it's all term. But you summed it up correctly, yes. And it's really not accepting what is supposed to be acceptable. So you know how they just say, well, that's inevitable, that's going to happen, or this is going to happen. No, that's bullshit. No, it's not. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to at all. In fact, they want a lot of those things to happen to you. And it's, you can call it whatever you want. It all comes down to money and how things are conveyed. We both know this. I'm not going to do all of that. What I am going to say is this. There are plenty of ways to stop things before they start, to handle things well in advance and know what they are and look at different factors. Like, for instance, what I do a lot of is cover blood panels, and we're looking not just at the basics that the doctor gives you that doesn't know what they're talking about, because they won't dig deep. They can't, because they can't go give it to the insurance company. Because you know what happens, Kevin, if you go to your doctor and say, I want to check this, and this. A lot of doctors are going to go, well, why do you want to check that? Or we can't do that. And it's like, really? Really? Why? Well, because if they go send it to the insurance company, you know what happens if they do it too much? They drop them from the insurance. So they don't do it. So what I teach people is, hey, you don't need to go to your doctor. If your doctor isn't going to do it, you can go here and get your own panels. You come to people like me that looks at micronutrients, that tests for heavy metals, that tests for parasites. These things are real. The doctors come up and they'll tell you, well, you're in range. You might be a fraction of a point from being completely out of range and screwed. Or they'll tell you, well, your testosterone falls in range, when it's like 250 and you're basically walking around dead. And they say this is acceptable because they skew the numbers and every lab changes it to whatever the narrative is for that day to fit into however they want it. So they don't like people like me and people like you that come out and question and look at the realities of things and bring different aspects or opportunities for people to take, as opposed to that one fit narrative that we know does not exist.
So there are natural ways to cure and prevent disease and maintain health. I talk about it in my book, Natural Cures. We talked about it, going for a walk, drinking pure water, eliminating toxins from your diet, being yep. when you look at food, what's in it? Is it genetically modified corn? Is it GMO food? Is it food dyes, chemical additives? Okay, most people actually don't know that that's bad for you and having massive negative effects, but it is. But let's talk about something that is a proactive approach, controversial, and very misunderstood. My friend Suzanne Summers was a big promoter of bioidentical hormones. And when she would promote bioidentical hormone therapy, this was before the knowledge of peptides, which are kind of right. precursors to bioidentical hormone therapy. Talk about that, because I know this is an area that you've studied ad nauseum and have huge amounts of data and information and knowledge on it.
Yes. Yeah, so I am one of the biggest proponents out there of testosterone replacement therapy or hormone replacement therapy, whatever you want to call it. Now, There's positive and negatives that I look at this. One, they have for many years tried to put out studies or skew numbers to say that it causes heart problems and, you know, things that we've come to find out now, like we have with a lot of other things, like the fat phobias, for example, on fatty foods, that is just a complete and utter nonsense. Now, I will tell you this, because I've been in the steroid world and coached bodybuilders for so long. If you abuse anything, and it's not just testosterone, it's anything, yeah, you can get those heart problems. But when you need a therapeutic dose of exogenous testosterone to improve your quality of life and it's used properly, that can enhance a man's life to the nth degree.
Tell me the benefits that happen to a guy who would take testosterone, and then I'm going to talk about why you need it. But yes. what are the benefits? So if a person has quote low testosterone, and they start taking a testosterone cream or something to build, what are they going to notice? What difference in their life, in their body, are they going to notice?
So much. And this depends on how serious of a hypogonadal condition they have. And for anybody listening, that hypogonadal is just what you said. It's a low testosterone. And some people will develop this problem based upon something out of their control. But most in general, it's some sort of lifestyle issue. It could be diet. It could be stress. It could be sleep related. It could be use of steroids, for example. Anyway, to answer your question, and this, once again, depends on the severity, but it's going to go all the way from you're going to lean out because when you have low testosterone, you're going to have an inability to burn fat, for example. You're going to have probably erectile dysfunction, but you will at least have a lower libido, lower desire or sex drive. That's going to go right back up, generally speaking. You're going to have more cognition, less brain fog, you know, less irritability, things of that nature. You'll notice that your cortisol levels will get better because they're going to be bad with low testosterone. And that's kind of stress related too. You're going to sleep better. You're going to have, it's funny because you almost have this euphoric feeling, and it's not like a drug euphoric, but it's like, wow, I'm just happy to be alive type of thing because you've been so down for so long. So it can have all of these types of benefits. And of course, you're going to have an easier ability to gain muscle. Now, I will just want to, one thing. There's this mythical thing out there that if you're taking TRT, you're going to be this mass monster. And the only way people can build muscle the size they have is because of that. And that's utter nonsense. Okay. If you are having low testosterone issues, you're going to have an inability to gain muscle. So you're going to look terrible, basically. So when you take it, yes, you're going to get that ability back. So if you're working out and taking care of yourself, yeah, at 60, 70 years old, sure, you can build more muscle. But a lot of the reason people can't when they get that age is because they have the issue. So we're just correcting the issue.
And why do you think men, and we're talking about men here, but I want to talk about women hormone in a second. Why do men have low T, low testosterone levels, and it's really bad in the U.S. compared to other countries?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
A lot of it has to do with diet, honestly. And as you and I both know, the way that our food is handled. I'm not going to get into that right now if we want to talk about that later, but the chemical spread on the foods, the types of foods that we have, that's causing a problems. And then it's just a bad diet, high sugar diets. And I'll tell you what else is a problem, Kevin, for testosterone that people are not going to want to hear. And I'm sorry, it's a fact, is alcohol. And that is a crusher when it comes to testosterone. It can really, and then that's just a fraction of what alcohol does. I used to be the guy that would say, oh, come on, come on. And then I realized after studying and talking to real good doctors, even one drink of alcohol, the poison that it puts into your body, but it wrecks testosterone levels. It absolutely does. So that's a big part of it. And then, you know, high stress, low sleep, these things, not getting enough sunlight, all of these things correlate into low testosterone issues. And then,
what about soy? In America, we consume more soy because soy is put in all of our food as an additive. And it's genetically modified soy made by Monsanto, which has all types of problems in the gut. So is the consumption of soy, does that increase estrogen, lowers testosterone as well?
Certainly can. Yes. I don't touch soy. I literally don't touch it. I don't put any clients on it. There's arguments there, of course, because they, you know, they want you to think that it's okay. It's really not. It's something I don't go near nor recommend. And it's certainly, it can have a negative effect. And yes, you start raising estrogen, which it can, it certainly can. You're going to get the estrogen related side effects that come from that, which is, you know, water retention from higher blood pressure will occur. Things like that, lower testosterone levels, erectile dysfunction, a lot of brain fog. It's similar to low testosterone symptoms, but the high blood pressure, you could, it's bad. We both know how bad that is, and that's a certain side effect of that too. Soy is on my list of don't go near. So I am thoroughly in agreement there.
Now, when a person goes on a bioidentical testosterone therapy, the argument is, the testicles will shrink because now the body's not producing any testosterone.
Okay.
Your retort.
Sure. There is a possibility that your testicles could shrink. However, you're taking exogenous testosterone. Okay. So that is going to allow you to have that output. So let's just say, for example, Kevin, I'm your doctor. You're taking 100 milligrams of testosterone a week. You can expect your testosterone number to be 5 to 7 times that number. So let's say 700. Most people are closer to 7. So you're 700 level, which is so healthy and so where you want to be longer term, because you don't want levels too high either, because that can be detrimental. But you have what's called a luteinizing hormone and a follicle stimulating hormone. Okay, these are like your basic areas that produce testosterone. Those are going to plummet and crash. They're going to stay there. They're always going to stay there. So that's what can cause the testicles to shrink. Now, some doctors will put you on HCG to help that. You're still going to be producing testosterone. You just may have some testicular shrinkage, which is not going to hurt you in any way, shape, or form. It's really a guy thing that they have a concern with. Being concerned that they're going to shrink into raisins, like people say, is absolutely asinine. That's a very rare occasion. That's for people abusing steroids generally. But it's not, the HCG can boost it, but you got to understand, like, longer term use of HCG too can increase estrogen. It can, HCG is mimicking luteinizing hormones. So when you mimic something, if you stop taking it, it can therefore be suppressive when you're done because your body forgets to reproduce it if you're taking high amounts. This all comes down to dosing, but that's the answer to the testicular shrinkage for a lot of people. I've run across some natural testosterone boosters with Fidogia agrestis in it that have helped to get more size in the testicles. And that's a way that people go if they don't want to take HCG. But there's ways around that, but it's not like it's harming you in any way, shape, or form to have that happen. It's not some sort of issue where it's like, you can't take testosterone now because you've got some shrinkage. That's not how it is at all. The therapy is helping you.
And why does somebody in their 30s, and I know guys who are in their 30s, taking testosterone? It's like, wait a minute. You should be like 70 years old before you need it. Why is somebody in their 30s not producing enough testosterone to the point where they need to take testosterone externally?
There's several reasons why. One, social media because there's this belief that you have to take that and stay on it to have any sort of muscle gain and to continue to have muscle gain. Two, a lot of vitality clinics you could walk into with a 400 or 500, 600 score. You're not supposed to be able to go in with a score like that and get put on TRT, but they can just do whatever the hell they want, and they do it to make money, and they have no care about it. Three, a lot of these guys that you're talking about, they're using steroids, and they're running steroid cycles. And when you do that, you are going to be on TRT the rest of your life. And they think, in their minds, and I've talked about using steroids too young, that's an entirely different conversation, but when you do that, inevitably, you're going to be on TRT. You start using steroids, there's no way around it. You're going to be on TRT, whether it's early or later.
And that's testosterone replacement therapy.
Correct.
TRT.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So that's one of the big reasons why. But a lot of it is because of these social media people that have no clue what they're talking about in any way, shape, or form, that read something from some meathead bodybuilder, go regurgitate it, and then convince everybody it's okay. There's no long-term thinking, Kevin. Zero. And I piss people off because I tell you, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And what you need to hear is the facts on what's going to happen. I'm not getting money or gaining something monetary by telling you the truth. It affects me zero way. I'm going to sleep fine either way. I'll sleep better knowing I told you the thing that you should do and maybe shouldn't do. But in essence, a lot of it is that. And then a lot of it is what we've noticed as we've aged is men's levels have just declined. They continuously decline. And I'm telling you, a lot of that is because of the foods that we're eating and consuming. I've seen studies, and I've watched it with clients I've had telling me what they've been eating and what their diet's been like. Because you know what? A lot of people don't know something that might be basic to you and I, because we're kind of around it a lot or we study it, is not so basic to everybody else, right, in terms of the foods. Just like you said, with the dyes and stuff, how many people In reality, do you think really look at a food label and go, well, you know, and read it and actually read all the ingredients? Because sometimes there's 40 and 50 in there, and look at it and think, well, it's just a red dye. It's no big deal. They wouldn't know. And you know, people don't know what has been sprayed with glyphosate. Then they don't even know what the hell that is or what it can cause. And how many of our foods have that? And that is affecting not just testosterone, but all of the reasons why you're seeing people have diseases, die young, and not have any clue or understanding of what's going on. And so that's a lot of the problem. I'll keep going back to diet, diet, diet. And some of it is by fault, by lack of understanding, and some of it's not by fault, by lack of understanding.
Let's talk about women, because we've been talking about men. I want to talk about peptides. We're going to get back to food as well and exercise. We're basically talking about how to live longer, how to look younger, how to make sure you don't have illness and disease. And if you're, yep, a man or a woman, how to make your body look spectacular and have massive, excellent sexual function as well. Women, do they need peptides or bioidentical hormone replacement therapy?
Oftentimes what I find is that women that are kind of perimenopause, in menopause, or kind of just coming out of it, they don't realize. A lot of women don't understand, just like a lot of men don't understand. Yes, a woman is estrogen dominant, and yes, a man is testosterone dominant. But if I drain my estrogen to nothing, I'm going to have some serious, serious problems. And the same with the woman. If she drains her testosterone to nothing, she's going to have some serious, serious problems. There's a progesterone and a testosterone issue with women, and they're kind of in that stage. And I've really made it a point to put a lot of focus lately on women in that stage, right? Because I've been so male dominant, and I've shifted a lot of what I do now to women and gotten way more clients and interaction. And what I see is it's a constant low testosterone or progesterone issue and a combination where they're not coinciding. So women absolutely need to look at testosterone levels. Granted, it's a fraction of what a man needs to be at, but it's so important to balance that. And women lose libido just like a man can with low testosterone. They'll have this complete like loss of memory or find themselves just kind of confused out of nowhere when their testosterone gets too low. And they'll think they're forgetting stuff, or they'll think, maybe I'm getting Alzheimer's, or maybe I'm getting this. And in reality, it can be just a hormone-related problem. But they don't get these checked, because a lot of, you know this, if you go to a general practitioner, they're general. You see them 3 minutes. They don't run the proper blood panels. They'll do a basic blood count panel, and they'll look at your liver, kidneys, and basic stuff. They don't do all of this in-depth searching to find the core root problem. And then they just put you on, you know, it's either a statin, it's ibuprofen, it's amoxicillin. These are the answers to everything, no matter what, right? So the part of it is they just don't get the test done and they don't know. But yes, correcting these problems on a middle-aged woman, you know, when women are going through menopause and you're going, oh, they're having all these hormonal imbalances and they're up and down. Well, a lot of it could be fixed. Creatine use, for example, is very helpful to women. And it doesn't have to just be testosterone. There's some basic things too. A couple different types of foods or changes in diets that we've noticed. Maca has helped. But yes, testosterone in women absolutely should. When you start getting in your 40s as a man or woman, you should be checking all of these, your 30s.
All the hormones, including thyroid, right? Because a lot of times no one looks at the thyroid. So if you're looking at testosterone replacement therapy, you have to look at the thyroid as well. And you have to look at all of the hormones. There's two types of tests that I noticed when I went to some experts. One is obviously the blood test, where you get a hormone panel on the blood work. But then there is the saliva test, where you have 5 saliva samples taken in a day at certain intervals. And then both of those are compared. What's your experience with that?
I don't really do a lot with the saliva tests. We generally work with the blood tests. Now I've worked with doctors that do the saliva tests as well, but I generally focus on blood panels, but I do intricate panels. Right. I do everything as thorough. And let me just throw one at you is cholesterol. Okay. That's one that we know how controversial that is. And I've spent years working with cardiologists on this. But anyway, that's one, if you don't get comprehensive, you're not getting the proper results, right? So if we don't do comprehensive hormonal panels, then we don't really know. One of the key things that I run into is that, like what you brought up earlier, to go back to this really quickly, as you asked me, why are people just jumping on TRT and everything like that? Well, they're not. They think if they have a low testosterone number, then that's just it. They need TRT. They're not looking at the other factors. I can go in and if I run your blood panel right now and you say, let's say your testosterone number is 250, very low, right? But if I'm not analyzing your free testosterone and say, hey, your SHBG is high, if we get this lower, it's going to free up what's bound, your numbers are going to go back up. We may not even need TRT. And that's just one example. There's a multitude of things to look at. Like you brought up the thyroid, for example. But you have to look at all of this shit, or you're not going to know if you could be mistreating somebody. And if you mistreat somebody, you could exacerbate a problem or create one that's not even there.
And what about DHEA? This is another hormone that a lot of people don't look at, too. That levels, and obviously D3, which is another, they think it's a vitamin, but it's a hormone.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I don't know how well you know Dr. Stephen Gundry, but I talk to him a lot.
I know of him.
Yeah, so we talk a lot about one of the most deficient, if not the most deficient that people are, is vitamin D. And he's more controversial on some of the things. He's older, and I like it because I like to look at these things and analyze them. But when I see these numbers and it's like, why is everybody so low on this? They're not getting enough sun. They're not eating the right foods. They're not taking the right supplements, and they just don't know. But yes, DHEA is another one that we have to test and look at.
Because they all work together. If you just look at one thing like testosterone or estrogen, if you're looking at one thing, you're missing everything. Here works synergistically together. And they're all balanced. There's this harmony, right? So you have to make sure that the thyroid, the DHEA, the cortisol, where's that level, your testosterone, everything has to be balanced, right? You just do one thing and then everything else gets out of whack.
It's true. You know, when we were laughing earlier when I said I was a cellular health coach, well, I just got out of this class and it was hardcore. And I know a lot, but there was so many things that I learned in here. And what you're talking about right now, the balance, it would blow your mind. The smallest little thing that can be off that can throw 3 other things off. And if you're not checking constantly, look, one of the things that I despise is when people tell you, oh, I don't need to check that this much or that much. I am a data guy for a reason. And that's why people come to me and hire me, is because I don't let you get screwed up. I'm a fixer. That's what people like. I'm the guy that fixes you. That's why people come to me when they realize that where they're going is not working. And they come to me to fix all their problems because I find it. I find the issues. But then it's just like this. The easy part is getting there. When you set a goal, that's the easy part. But the maintenance is the hard part. So maintaining your health and your numbers is hard because you get lazy, you get complacent, you think everything's okay. And then if one thing goes off, instead of getting it checked, you go, oh, well, I'm tired, so I need this. And if you don't know, you could create so many more problems for yourself.
Yeah, if you don't, it could look, be something small. If you don't look, you don't know.
No, I don't. People will ask me those type of questions, and I'll say, I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy because I need to sit down with you. I need to do this. I need to look at this. And if you don't want to do it, I am not for you. That's just not what I do.
What about this? A lot of times doctors run a blood panel, even if they run an extensive one. They're looking at your number and they're saying, let's say testosterone as a hormone or DHEA or vitamin D3 or any of the other numbers. And they say, oh, it's in the range.
I go,
time out. What was the range 30 years ago? And what is the range according to the German health authorities or the Swiss health? It's a different range. So it's in the range. That means nothing. The next question is, what's the trend? I've had this test done twice a year for the last 10 years. Is it trending down or is it trending up or is it like this? What's the trend, right or wrong?
Absolutely. You know, here's the thing, because I work with different labs and different companies and everything. So you go to Quest, you go to LabCorp, and you run these panels and you're looking at one. And if you like, if I took one from just, I'm just making up Quest and LabCorp because they're the two most popular. And I'm looking at one and I'm going, why does this one acting like it's so good? And this one's telling me it's all screwed up. And what's the correlation here and how and why? You know, I've been dealing with this for a very long time, but it really hit me hard when a couple years ago they were changing the definition of recession to whatever they wanted. Right. And I thought in my head, I go, really? So we can just now go to Webster and say, hey, dude, you know, this is what we're going to do. But I say that because that's what they do with blood panels now, to fit however they want it to be. And I know people don't want to hear this. They don't like men to be masculine. I'm not saying that because I'm making it up or I'm some conspiracy guy. I'm a trenches guy and I'm about as real as you're going to get. That is an absolute fact. And anybody that's a man understands that. Look, live your life, do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. It has nothing to do with me. My point is this. This is well known and you can watch it just by looking at how the verbiage that's used and the way that people are pushed in a direction of, oh, that's bad. I mean, anymore, you're considered, just for working out and taking care of yourself, you're considered far right. And I'm like, what? So that's just where you get put into this thing. And it's like, hey, man, I'm just trying to teach people how to take care of themselves. I don't even know half the stuff you're talking about, nor care.
Yeah.
You know, and people tie you into this for wanting to do basic things. You know, okay. I have been invited to work on these seed oil committees with Maha and do all of this work. And I see people, they pass these great things about banning dyes and about banning things that we know are so bad. And they're like, why are they so worried about this dye that, and when they should be worried about whatever SNAP program or whatever the hell else they're talking about. I'm like, listen, this is just how ignorant you are. They're saving lives. They're preventing disease. They're actually looking at the things that are harming us, not people that want to go rip you off and take money and go get a food stamp card and sell it on the dollar to somebody else to go make money off of it. Okay? So before you open your mouth and start running, foaming off at the mouth, maybe get the facts on what's really going on here. They're trying to actually make a difference. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you're anti-health, I'm anti-you. You know, I mean, seriously, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I know getting rid of a food dye in America is controversial, but time out. I thought we're supposed to follow the science. The science all around the world has said that these red dye number 5, I think it is, is poisonous and detrimental to your health. That's what the science says. Yeah. And it's been agreed by the courts all over the world, which is why that dye is illegal in food all over the world. We're supposed to follow the science. But in America, it's different science. There is no science, right?
I know you remember the show The Twilight Zone, and I was a kid, but I swear that I freaking lived there for the past, I don't know how many years. I literally used to, and I don't want to curse too much, but I'd say, what the F just happened here? Like, what happened? I feel like I woke up and it was like, when, but you know, the Looney Tunes, when he'd turn on the TV and then some evil guy would come on and the thing would come and hypnotize him and his eyes would glaze over and they'd start being evil Bugs Bunny. Yeah. That's like what we're living in. Yeah. Seriously. And I'm just like, the most common of common senses here. What you just said, if this thing is illegal in every other country but here, how could that not be a, well, one, how is that not concerning?
Because that's what the science says. All we're supposed to follow the science.
No, you're not, because you're not supposed to ask questions. You're just supposed to just do what you're told. And that's another thing. How can you argue or say to not ask questions when we wouldn't have had lights or cars or what do you think? The most brilliant people didn't question and ask everything that we have. I'm totally lost. Science changes. That's why we study and learn things. How do you think they came up with their glorious vaccine? Well, they had to study and learn the virus, right? So if that's just how they speak out of both sides of their ass. If you're following the science, you got to learn this and study it, and you got to question it because it can't just fall in line. I mean,
All right, hold on. We got to reel back in. Yeah. Let's go back to food and health and longevity. You and I. All right, hold. Now, precursors to hormones and health. There are a couple things out there, and tell me your opinion on them. One is deer antler velvet. Said that if you take it, and a lot of sports athletes have taken it, and actually it was in the news where a lot of athletes, because it said it built up, it allows the body to produce testosterone more naturally and has other health anti-aging benefits. Any thoughts about that?
I remember when that first came out and I looked at it and I just started laughing. I just started laughing at the name or whatever. I mean, look, what you're going to find from things like that, I really think are honestly like 70 to 80% placebo effect. If you want to go look at numbers and take one of those and look at them, the boost that you're going to get is very minimal.
So there's a lot of testosterone boosters out there.
Yeah.
Tonjac, there's different herbs, maca, et cetera, that allegedly have some research showing that if you take this, it stimulates testosterone and other hormone production to increase masculinity, energies, et cetera, et cetera. And again, it's, you know, there's a lot of people that, okay, placebo or whatever, anecdotal evidence say that it got great results. And there are studies that show some of it actually, based on the numbers, you know, looked pretty good. I remember when I was taking one of those things and I went and got my testosterone checked, and the guy says, oh, you're on testosterone therapy. I said, no. He goes, well, you have 1,200. It's like, of course you are. And I said, no, I'm not. He said, no. And he says, that's impossible. I said, well, I'm taking a couple of these boosters, you know, and maybe that helps. And he goes, what's the name of it?
Write it out. You know, I've been in the supplement business since 2011. So I have seen it all, been around it all. I actually design formulas. I've designed testosterone boosters. I've designed, you know, fat loss compounds, things like that, and just sold them to companies or helped build
them. And most of them are BS, right?
Well, I would say you need to have the right expectation. Okay. So with testosterone boosters, 90% of that is marketed so well. I mean, some of those companies have so much money and they can make you feel like you're juicing up your testosterone. And look, the first time you take one of those, you're going to feel pretty good. But if you go, like, I have run so many tests and done so many things, especially guys that are, you know, either experiencing an issue or using steroids or whatever, they don't do much of anything for people like that. Now, I will tell you this. One of the things that I like to do is if a woman comes to me with low testosterone and the ability for these natural ones to boost the amounts that you need, sometimes it's the answer for a woman.
That way they don't have to take the hormone replacement therapy, and it's always better to do some precursor first. All right, so
I always try it.
So what about peptides? Explain exactly what a peptide is, because that's a word that we're hearing a lot. I knew about it years ago, but again, it's a misnomer sometimes. It's misused. It's misunderstood. Explain peptides.
So one of the benefits that I've had doing what I do is, you know, that peptides really started to get more mainstream in the front fourth, I don't know, within 5 years. I learned about them in 2011. And what I found back then was I was quite astounded, because they were grouped with like performance enhancing drugs. Right. Man, all they are short chains of amino acids. In reality, exactly. That's all they are. And short chains of amino acids are building blocks of proteins. They're naturally occurring in our body. Now, there's some that you're taking, they're exogenous and et cetera. However, peptides, I believe, and this may be a bold statement, this is just what I believe, that it's nothing more than that, but I believe that this is the future of like the therapies that we're going to have in a lot of things if we're able to get past, you know, big pharma. That's a big
because the peptides are effectively natural because they're just amino acid chains.
Yes.
So they're effectively natural, and they stimulate the body to do something, as opposed to adding testosterone or adding something. You're letting body create it as it was designed. Human growth hormone. You can take the injection of human growth hormone before you go to bed, or you can do something that stimulates the body to produce more human growth hormone, which is obviously better as your first choice. But if you're 80 years old and your body ain't producing any more human growth hormone or testosterone, by gosh, take it, because you're going to feel infinitely better and look younger and live longer and have a much better quality of life, right or wrong.
I love that you are versed on this and you know what you're saying. So when I started, there were like 9 peptides to choose from, and most of them were growth releasing hormone, like, or growth releasing hormone peptides, right? So basically all that we're doing here, so it's a GHRP or a GHRH, and they do exactly what you said. Instead of taking actual HGH, you're taking these, which are stimulating your body to produce growth hormone on its own, which ideally we want to do, unless there's some serious issue where it's just not going to work. But some of these are so damn strong. There's no issue there, and you can do them into your 80s. I mean, they're tremendous. So when I started out, like I said, there was about 9 or 10 to pick from, and most of them all did that. Just, there were different variations that had a different mechanisms of action, so to speak. And then there was melanotan too, which is for getting your skin darker and increased libido and things like that. And mind you, now there's thousands and they're constantly being developed. And I'm a big cellular health guy. So I'm looking at the ones that are, you know, helping to stimulate mitophagy and autophagy. We're rebuilding mitochondria, cellular health.
Keeping
you young.
Making you look and feel younger and live longer.
Yes.
And maintain superior health. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. When you talk about mitochondria, people at home are going, "Hootaconda, what?" Is that like a snake in the anaconda? I heard of the anaconda, but I haven't heard of the mitochondria. Snake.
I'll make it very simple, because this is very important. But you're right. So mitochondria, that's what's in all of our cells that produce our energy, right? So to make it very simple, it's the powerhouse of your cells. Your cells are what make you live. When your cells start to die, we start to die. So as we get older, what happens is our cellular health declines and cells start to fill up with junk, okay? Just think of it as a trash can that's continuously filling up. They become senescent, which means they're dead, but they're still there when they're full. And then you know what happens when they're full and they overflow? It empties all throughout your body. So it kills your cells, and then that's how disease and inflammation starts. So what we do is we try to prevent that from happening by stimulating mitophagy, which is the repair of your mitochondria, improving cellular health, focusing on the cellular membrane, which is what keeps the cell protected. And things like, I'll just throw a couple names, MOTS-C, that's a big peptide for cellular health and mitochondria that I love, SS31. But then there's other ones that we look at, like Epitalon, for example, that helps with sleep, fixing circadian rhythm. There's Selenc and C-Max, which go hand in hand for people that are struggling with anxiety and stress. I mean, there's literally something for everything. There's things that have, they'll be preventative in terms of helping you to hopefully mitigate or prevent onset Alzheimer's. There's things for cardiovascular and heart health. Then certainly anti-aging, erectile dysfunction, PT-141, for example. I mean, the list is endless, Kevin. And that's why I love it so much, because there's something for everybody for everything.
We could go on for hours and hours. And I want to have you back on the show because we didn't really talk about, which I wanted to, but we are. We're going to talk about exosomes. We're going to talk about telomeres, yes, however you want to pronounce it. Everybody has a different pronunciation. We're going to talk about what foods to avoid to maintain superior dynamic health, what foods to eat more of, what order, if there's an order, what about glucose levels and what stimulates that? Because that increases inflammation. Yes. There's so much. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah. There's so much more we can talk about. And I'm absolutely going to have you back on because you are brilliant. But the bottom line is, everybody who's watching, we just got a minute left. Everybody who's watching, if they want to improve the quality of their health, they have to look. And a hormone panel is a good place to start, either a blood and or, like I did, the five different saliva throughout the day. But a complete full spectrum panel, and you really look at that and consider whether it's peptide therapy or consider hormone replacement therapy, bioidentical probably the best, or some precursors if you want, don't want to go down that road, including HGH, human growth hormone, IGF-1, insulin growth hormone factor, et cetera. You know all this better than anybody. So I love it. We're going to have you back. But one last question before you go. Everybody who's watching, is it possible for them to increase the quality of their health and feel better?
Oh, absolutely. It starts, step one is getting a better sleep cycle, get them day right, and start from there and just increase good habits each and every day. I'm telling you right now, it's not just possible. It's a necessity that we all can do very easily without spending a lot of money. It's just time, effort, and keeping on the right track mentally.
You are the best. Dylan Jamelli, thanks very much for being my guest. You are brilliant. We're going to have you back on again. Have a super, super day. If you're watching right now, this is Kevin Trudeau, The Kevin Trudeau Show, Limitless. Make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, forward this to everyone, like it. Subscribe to the show, tell your friends, relatives, neighbors, and listen, look out for your own health. You can feel better now. You don't have to hurt anymore. You can look and feel 10, 20 years younger than you do right now, just doing some simple steps, not spending a lot of money. You don't have to go down these rabbit holes and spend insane amounts of money and spend insane amounts of time. You can dramatically improve the quality of life and the way you feel and the way you look right now. I'm Kevin Trudeau. Thanks for watching. Until next time, you can be, do, and have anything and everything you desire. Much love, everybody. Bye-bye. Hey, if you like that show, I did another show a while back on a subject similar to this, and I think you're going to love it. So click on the link and watch this other show that I picked out just for you. The 10 foods that you need to be eating if you want to have a better sex life, both for men and women.